College English Test, Band 6.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "When shall we start our work, Jane?"
"Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, but we must work quickly, as we have to finish everything before 2 in the afternoon."
"For how long can they work?"
You will read A, 2 hours, B, 3 hours, C, 4 hours, D, 5 hours. From the conversation, we know that the two are talking about some work. They will start at 9 o'clock in the morning and have to finish at 2 in the afternoon. Therefore, D, 5 hours, is the correct answer. You should choose answer D on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Congratulations. You certainly did quite well, and I must say you deserved that grade.
Well, I really studied hard for that exam. I've been preparing for it for more than a month. Now I can relax for a while.
Why is the woman so happy? Question 2. It's hard to believe that Susan has already finished her homework.
Well, she copied Jack's homework and made a few changes.
What does the woman say about Susan?
Question 3. Mr. Johnson, have you heard the morning news report? Milton resigned his post as Prime Minister.
I didn't turn on the radio this morning, but I did see the headlines. If you remember, he threatened to leave office at the last cabinet meeting.
How did Mr. Johnson learn that the Prime Minister had resigned?
Question 4. If you are in a hurry, you can take the subway. If you want to go sightseeing, take a bus.
Actually, I don't have to be at the conference before noon.
What will the woman probably do?
Question 5. How did your interview go?
I couldn't feel better about it. The questions were very fair, and I seemed to find answers for all of them.
How did the man feel about the interview? Question 6. I'm very impressed by all the work you've done on your house, Mr. Miller. How long have you been working on it?
I first became interested in doing things myself several years ago. I have been doing something on it every now and then for almost a year now. You know, I couldn't afford to pay workmen to do it.
What do you learn about Mr. Miller? Question 7. I just made a jar of jam this morning, and now I can't find it anywhere. Do you know what happened to it?
Did you hear a crash? That was it. I'm just as clumsy as ever.
What is the problem?
Question 8. I read in the newspaper that the novel you're reading is excellent.
I've also read some negative reviews.
What can be learned from the conversation?
Question 9. John told me he had bought a second-hand car. Do you know how much he paid for it?
Well, he said he paid $800 for it. I think he got a real bargain.
What does the man think of the price of the car?
Question 10. Hello, this is Dr. Morita from the emergency department. I have a 70-year-old patient with a fractured ankle.
Okay, send him to Ward 3.
What are they talking about on the phone?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Most people have had a dog or wanted one as a companion at some time in their lives. If you are thinking of buying a dog, however, you should first decide what sort of companion you need and whether the dog is likely to be happy in the surroundings you can provide. Specialist advice is available to help you choose the most suitable breed of dog, but in part the decision depends on common sense. Most breeds were originally developed to perform specific tasks. So if you want a dog to protect you or your house, for example, you should choose a breed that has the right size and characteristics. You must also be ready to devote a good deal of time to training the dog when it is young and giving it the exercise it needs throughout its life, unless you live in a country and can let it run freely. Dogs are demanding pets. Whereas cats identify with the house and so are content if their place there is secure, a dog identifies with its master and consequently wants him to show proof of his affection. The best time to buy a baby dog is when it is between 6 and 8 weeks old, so that it can transfer its affection for its mother to its master. If baby dogs have not established a relationship with a human being until they are over 3 months old, their strongest relationship will always be with dogs. They are likely to be too shy when they are brought out into the world to become good pets.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What is mentioned as a consideration in buying a dog? Question 12. Why does the speaker say a dog is a more demanding pet than a cat? Question 13. Why is it advised to buy baby dogs under 3 months old? Passage 2. People in Poland take their pleasure seriously. They like to have an aim, even when spending the time which is entirely their own. During the summer, people start work very early in the morning so that they can finish early and enjoy a leisurely afternoon. It is difficult to imagine Polish people going aimlessly for a walk in the country, though they might go to pick wild fruit, to visit a place of historical importance, or to walk 20 kilometers as a training exercise. They are often admired for their immense enjoyment of the arts. All the parks are beautifully kept and are for the use and enjoyment of the people. Quite ordinary people will talk, with obvious delight, about concerts. There is nearly always a crowd at the door of the theater asking for returned tickets. People in Poland now have far more leisure time and more money than ever before. It is therefore possible to spend the weekends in many new ways. Many people now have over 20 days holiday a year. This provides an opportunity for holidays in the country or at the seaside.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What is special about the Polish way of spending leisure time? Question 15. For what does the author admire the Polish people? Question 16. What do we learn from the passage? Passage 3. What kind of car will we be driving by the year 2010? Rather different from the type we know today, with the next decade bringing greater change than the past 50 years. The people who will be designing the models of tomorrow believe that environmental problems may well accelerate the pace of the car's development. Their vision is of a machine with 3 wheels instead of 4, electrically powered, environmentally clean, and able to drive itself along intelligent roads equipped with built-in power supplies. Future cars will pick up their fuel during long journeys from a power source built into the road, or store it in small quantities for traveling in the city. Instead of today's seating arrangements, 2 in front, 2 or 3 behind, all facing forward, the 2010 car will have an interior with adults and children in a family circle. This view of the future car is based on a much more sophisticated road system. Cars will be automatically controlled by a computer. All the driver will have to do is say where to go, and the computer will do the rest. It will become impossible for cars to crash into one another. The technology already exists for the car to become a true automobile.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. What is the designer's vision of the cars of tomorrow? Question 18. What else does the passage tell us about the future car? Question 19. What is the seating arrangement for future cars? Question 20. What is the only thing the driver of a future car has to do? This is the end of listening comprehension.